Simpsons that you probably played with how many times through your career?
Yeah, I mean, but with this thing, you got to do what they say. So frustrating, but, you know, got to follow the rules, follow the protocols.
Just the team never said one way or the other if he tested positive. Just it was a positive test, but
yes.
How long were you down for a few days, or was it like something where you felt symptoms for?
I the worst of it, I was just saying, was on Thursday. I tested, I felt some body aches, and then honestly, that was the worst of it.
Okay.
Felt better the following day. You could tell I was still, you know, sick, but. I've had other illnesses that have been laid up, you know, worse.
Yeah.
So. Are you set up at home to where you can swing and do some things on your own while you were?
Yeah, I got a net and a yard. That's all you need, really.
Yeah.
Just need a net, and then I got a tee at home too. So been able to continue, and when I got home, start moving again and. Good.
What was it like to kind of watch this young team from the television?
It was exciting. I mean, you know, it feels a little bit, you know, kind of like spring training. You look around here, there's a huge locker room. There's already, you know, so many guys in here. But you know, getting to see them in spring, it wasn't, you know, that surprising to me. They were doing so well. So that was really exciting.
Did you have to stay behind in Florida?
I did. I was there for a while. I got back on Tuesday.
Okay.
So it was the 5 days. And then, I was able to come home. I was in Tampa for 10 days, I guess, total with the trip.
Yeah.
That was a little grindy, but... Got to do it.
Being, I guess, about 8 days or so that you're like sideline. How do you feel just kind of getting back in the lineup right away? And
feel good. They said I wasn't going to – plan wasn't to start today, but I know that Cox and I've been put in some situations where it's just like, let's just go. You know, I mean, there's no reason to wait around. So I was really excited to see that text that they were ready for me to get in there, and I felt good enough to do it. It's good to get back to baseball. It's, you know, spring training, get started, get all get into the routine of things, and then have to get shut down. Kind of sucks, so I just wanted to get in there as soon as I could.
I say a corner outfielder, curious you when you're seeing what Pache's doing. And I know you had Liriano before, and he covers a lot of ground,
yep,
too.
Yep.
But when you have a guy that covers the ground he does, that Pache does it change what you can do as a corner outfielder?
It changes the whole dynamic of the outfield, really, because I'm going to give him space to make plays. I'm not going to posey up next to him. Or shorten any gaps because you don't need to.
Yeah.
So it allows my range to my left side or the left fielder to their right side to make more plays. So it makes everyone better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you guys are still probably learning him, aren't you? I mean, what he can get to, which appears to be almost anything.
And like you were saying, with Liriano too, we have a similar skill set. We're kind of used to having a Gold Glove caliber outfielder and center. So.
Have you learned much about Pache just like as a person? Like, he seems like he's sort of reserved around us, but have you kind of picked up a little bit about his personality?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like, you know, he plays the game with a lot of excitement. Personality-wise, I think that's where his personality comes out and shines, is on the field.
Yeah,
he is a little bit more reserved in here, but I think, you know, also, you know, English is not his preferred language, I guess, so he's learning, and I can imagine if I was in those shoes, it would be a little reserved as well. I think he's assimilated so well, and guys love it. I think he's going to have a lot of fun.
Appreciate the time. Thank you.